Okay, today's shiur is Menachas Daf Memtes, and those of you who also now from Chutz La'aretz post Yantif, Isru Chag to you. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we are back into the just regular Yemei HaSfira after Isru Chag, and we are up to Memches Amebeis. We will start with second to last line. Second to last line, the word velo. But one point that we mentioned yesterday, that I said that I would pick up with today, and that is, we had a very important machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos yesterday, on Memches Mabez, on the fourth line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if one has kipsi atzeres, that the kipsi atzeres, if you remember, are the carbon shlamims, the only shlamims that are carbon seepers, that are brought with the shtei halechem on Shavuos. If somebody shech those kipsi atzeres, let's go with Rashi's first pshat, shelo kibitzvasa, which means shelo lishma, an animal shelo lishma, that has to be burned. Rather, it's the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak's braisa, that there's another shelo lishma that's possible, not just chatos and Pesach Bismano, like the Mishnah said in Zvachim Daf Beis, but also the Kivsei Atzeres. Why isn't it in the Mishnah on Daf Beis in Zvachim? Tosfos says, because it's not all Shlamims, and maybe the Mishnah is only listing off items that are Ban Biglal Atzman, not Ban Biglal Halachem. Okay, there are different reasons you can get out of why it's not listed in the Mishnah. But the problematic phrase is, V'te'ubart Tzurasan, where the Brisa says that after you do a shelo lishma, the carpet's pasul, and then you have to leave it overnight. You have to let its form become mi'ubar, become halachically rotted, and then burn it. Say, as Tosfos, we know from the Gemara in Pesachim that once something becomes pasul, you can burn it right away. If it's what's called psul haguf, if it has an inherent problem with it, you burn it. It's a pasul carbon. You only have to wait is if you're not sure if there's a suffix or if there's an external problem. If there's an external problem, mibachut, so then you might have to wait till it becomes psula guf and then burn it. And then but you need super tzuras. So ask Tosfos, over here where you thought shalol lishma and you passed the carpet according to Rabbi Yitzchak, why can't you burn it right away? So Tosfos says, at Dibra Baskel Tubar, Hai Tana Duraba Baravuahu, Diafilu Pigol, Beinon Ibar Tzura. This Gemara is going to go to the Mandamar. They always need Ibar Tzura. Even if you have totally Psul HaGuf, like Pigle. Pigle is the ultimate Psul HaGuf, which you can burn right away. There's a Mandamar out there that you always have to wait. So that's what this Gemara is talking about. So according to Tosfos, this is, Shelo Lishma is an example of Psul HaGuf, but it's like the other Mandamar. According to Rashi, Rashi does not say that. Rashi seems to say that this is not an example of a psul haguf. That's what all the achronim are medayik in Rashi. The fact that it does not say like what Tosfos says, right? It is tubar tzuras, and Rashi says on the fifth skinny line, lefi she'ein sarf and kachem, ashi paslu balina, mishum bizayin kachem, ela imkeim psula bagufo, kigo pigo batame, says it b'feirish. If it's psul haguf, you can burn it right away. What's an example of psul haguf? Pigol v'tame. What happened to Shelo Lishma? According to Rashi, Shelo Lishma is not a psul haguf. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, now we could have mentioned this the past 6 months, any day, but Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether a machshava Shelo Lishma creates a psul haguf in the animal like pigol and tame or not, why would you say not? Why would you say not? So the Shiva Kubetzes here says, maybe it's there in the middle of Os Aleph, he says, maybe Shelo Lishma, the halacha already tips us off that it is not psul haguf, in that by some karbanas it's kosher. Right? By all karbanas besides chatos and pesach, bismano, it's kosher. It just doesn't count for you. How can you say that it's psul haguf if it's going to be kosher by other karbanas? By pigol, by tamei, by every karban, that's going to be a problem. But here, v'yishlamo de psul shelo lishma kalu, de nechsha b'kal hazvachim, hilka lo chashvino le psul bagufo. That's the Shita Mekubetzes. If you look at the Briska Rav and the Gilas Yaakov give two other pshatim. The Briska Rav, in his classic descriptive style, he says, psul haguf is only when there's a shame paslus on the karban. If you, the person, could create a status of psul in the karban. If it's just that, the karban becomes psul, but it's not considered halachically that the person actively psul the karban. It's more of a davar de memela, so then that's not called a psul haguf. So he says, that's what it must be with Shelo Lishma. V'nei l'chora, start from the beginning of the paragraph. This is on page 94 in the Griz al Rambam. Ha'ilachora ha'yanira lomar, b'bir divrei Rashi. This is the Rashi that everybody talks about. What's the difference between shalo l'shma and pigol and tamei? The sphere lay, the dib sulo begufo, ha'omor, the Indian sreifashi, sarif miyan, dainu hechat avi chalos paslus begufa basar. The basar has to get a shame paslus. If there's a problem with the animal, it's a problem, even an inherent problem with the animal, but it's not a shame paslus on the besar hakarban, then that's not called psula guf. It's the basar, it's not something else. Gam b'shalo l'shmo, after a carbon puzzle, v'have kipsulo begufo l'inyan zeh, avol mikal makom, ein kan chalos paslus begufa basar. Why not? Doesn't explain why. Why isn't there a paslus begufa basar? That's what he says. V'yalkein boy dafka iber tzura. Then he quotes a riot from Gemara Ipsachim, dafsama gimel, but he says, v'shalo l'shmo, there's no paslus begufa basar, like yotzei, tamei, pigol, v'noser. Mashekit here, it's a psul in the hakrava. It's not a psul in the guf habasar. And therefore, shalol l'shma, you can say, pigol is a description. I mean, pigol is also, you're going to do something shalol b'zmano. And then you're going to do something shalol l'shma. You might think, shalol l'shma is even worse, you might say. Shalol b'zmano, you might say, is din hakrava. But he doesn't say that. He says, pigol, noser, and tameh are all pasul's beguf habasar, while shalol l'shma is not. That's the brisker rough. Without really explaining why that should be. The Stipler goes one step further. The Stipler says that, related to what we quoted yesterday from Rabbi Elchanan, and that is, when it comes to Shalol Lashma, it's not like you passled anything, it's just that you lacked something. Shalol, you need a Lashma. And sometimes stomach can even be a Lashma too, if there's nothing coming to ruin it. But it's Shalol Lashma, that's a lack. A lack of something that you are required to do. That's very different than passeling it actively. So that already gives a svara for what the Stipler said. Machshava shalol l'shma posalto, avalosha machshava shalol l'shma posalto, v'dami shatir l'psulu b'damu v'baylim, haynu nishmach adamu shaveisu baylim, t'leka psul ba'atzmuso shal ha-pesach, elach shechoser lo damu baylim l'achshiro, v'zer nekra ein psul ha-guf, and that shalol l'shma, ein kan machshava ha-poseles, rak shechoser ha-lishma, ha-nidrash la-karban l'achshiro, v'lachay ta'an iber tzura, aval pigol shemachsev ha-zachus l'zmano posalto, v'nizchadish psul ba-guf ha-karban. Thank you. Shaper nech Right, that's the Stipler in Zvachim in Simin Beis. Simin Beis, we have the Shibuk Betzes, the Griskarov, and the Stipler. Okay. So we continue. That's about the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, Iber Tzura in Perakat Tchilas in Menachis on Daf Mem Ches. So we continue now. The last point that we mentioned in the Gemara. Was trying to figure out, do you compare karbanos to themselves in terms of saying, are they kosher b'dieved if you have the wrong year, right? If a karban is supposed to be a one-year-old, it'd be a two-year-old, or vice versa. Do you compare it to the same category of karbanos, chov and adav? What do you compare it to? That was the rest of the amud that we had yesterday on amud beis. It all started with the fact that kivsi atzeres is somewhere in the middle, because kivsi atzeres are shlamims, so you might compare it to shlamims, or in the same pasuk by shvuas is listed a carbon chatas that's brought in shvuas, so you might compare it to a chatas, which of course is pasul shalol l'shma. So that was why, that's how we got into this sugya. What do you compare it to? So the Gemara in the last line said you always compare things that are hechshero, davar shebechshero from a davar shebechshero. Items that are done properly compared to items that are done properly, but an item that is done incorrectly, you can't compare. So the Gemara says, below, is that really true? Second to last line, v'atanya minayin liyotze shim alalo yered. How do you know? By a psul yotze. Psul carbon that went out. That, if it went up on the Mizbeach, it does not come down, right? In the whole parak we had in the ninth parak in Zvachim, parak ha-Mizbeach v'kadesh, how do you know it? By yotze shaharei yotze kasher b'bama. How do you know it? From Bama. Because by Bama, there is no psul yotze. There are no walls by a Bama. So you know by a Bama, there's no psul yotze, so it's all kosher. So too here. So too by a regular psul yotze. So you see, doesn't that ruin the rule? You see from there that davar shelo behechshero, yotze is learned out from a davar shebechshero, which is Bama. So the Gemara says, no, Tana, Azos Torah Ha'ola Riba Samechlei. As we've had this a few times already in this Seder, that is really the source for Yotzei being Allah. Lo Yered is the Pasuk. Zos Torah Ha'ola. You compare all items that are Ola on the Mizbeach. What's the Yoleda for Bama? That's just more of an Asmachta. Right, Rashi says on top, V'haydu nakad bama asmachta v'simana ba'alma. The fact that it says asmachta is, the fact that it says bama is just an asmachta. Or you look at the Shibuk of Etzes, ein ze ele gilui milsa ba'alma, li teintam. Right, it's hard to say that it's asmachta. What's asmachta? Usually asmachta is you have a dinder abaran or a svara, and then you're masvichet on a pasik. Here, what does Rashi say? We have a pasik, and we have an asmachta to bama. Right, what do you ask to this? That's not a pasuk. The pasuk is by Zostar Sa'ola. So maybe that's why the Shibu Kubetzes changes it, and the Shita says that it doesn't have asmachta, but it's Einze Eli Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. It's a Gilu Milsa to explain why some psulim am Ola Yerdu, some psulim or not, Aval Iker Atam Akra Samech. But we're really being Samech on the pasuk. If you have asmachta, I always like to mention two sources related to asmachta. One is the Ritva Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, where the Ritva says, I didn't bring it up the last time we mentioned it, so today I brought it. The Ritva says there, talking about Malchias Achronis and Shofros, talking about the halacha, whether those are din daraisa. Rashi Allah Torah seems to say that's a din daraisa, saying the psukim along with Malchias Achronis and Shofros and the blowings, and others say no, the Rabban there, and others, the Ritva here, Tosfos, maybe it's a din Rabbanan. But the Ritva there then says, very famous comment about the katab of asmachta. Shekol mashiyishlo asmachta min apasik. Whenever you have the katab of asmachta, like here, Rashi quotes the katab of asmachta. Heyir HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheroi lasos kein. Hashem is tipping us off that, you know what? It's a good idea. It's a good idea when he hints to something in the pasik. It's a good idea. Ela shelo kabu chova. But he didn't want to make it obligatory. Why? Umasu l'chachamim. He wanted to give some creative abilities to the chachamim. V'zed davar barer v'emes. Meaning asmachta really means this is a gilui, what Hashem wanted you to do, but he didn't make it obligatory because he wanted the rabbanan to make it obligatory. V'lo k'divrei ha'mefarshim asmachtos. And not like those who explain asmachtos, shu k'derech simin, shu not through chachamim. It's a simin, it's not really that, it's not close to a daraisa. Hashem, of course, didn't mean this. It's just, it's a hint, but it's not a serious hint. No, says the Ritva. V'lo shekavanas ha-Torah l'kach. Chas v'shalom, yishtaka ha-davar v'lo yomar. Chas v'shalom, they used to suggest that asmachtos aren't serious. Shezu derech minus. It's not bikarsis to say that Chazal picked psukim, and the psukim didn't really mean this. Aval ha-Torah hi-ira b'kach, u'mas rochiyev ha-davar l'kavach l'chachamim imirtsu. L'fichach timsa ha-chachamim nostim, b'chol makom raya ozeich ha-ras machta. Why do you think the chachamim always tried to find psukim to connect their laws to? Because they wanted to show that Hashem really meant it. Klomar she'ena machashim davar mi-libam, v'chol tar shevapeh, remuza, b'tar shebechzav. She'i tamima, v'chas hasham, she'i chasir ha-klom. It's an important shita of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. There are various sources as well to talk about this, that even something that the Rabbanan come up with is really what Hashem intended, but he just wanted, kaviyachol, he just wanted the Chachamim to be able to come up with it themselves. Rabbi Chanan expands upon this in Chelek Beis of Kovet Shiurim in Kodesh Divrei Sofrim, where we mentioned this as well in the big sugya of Lo Sasur. So the real action of Lo Sasur, most of it is on the Rambam, where the question of the Rabban on the Rambam is, according to the Rambam, every Drabbanan is really Daraisa, Lo Sasur, you violate, if you violate an Issa Drabbanan, so how do you ever have the principle of Soed Drabbanan Kula? Every Drabbanan is really Daraisa. So you should be machmer by everything. That's the kasha of the Ramban. The bomb kasha of the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Fine, so we've discussed that at length in the past. But the Ramban gets less press. But if you think about it, the Ramban asks on himself, discusses himself, but really Rabbi Chanan brings this out in Kutras Divrei Sofrim. The Ramban says, one second. According to the Ramban, everything's great, right? Lo Sasur is only Daraisa, not the Rabbanans. What's the source in the Torah then that you have to listen to the Rabbanan? According to the Rambam, it's beautiful. Lo Sasur. According to the Ramban, who says that I have to listen to the rabbis? Where's the pasuk? V'yasisa p'yadarashi yerucha, that's a Rabban, that's only by Daraisas. If they explain to me how to do it to Daraisa, fine, but didn't the Rabbanan? So that question gets less press, but that's very important. What's the source in the Torah for the Ramban that you have to listen to the rabbis? Says Rabbi Chanan in Kuchas Devei Sofrim, it's what the Birchas Asher would call Ratzon Hashem, or what the Ritva here would call, you know, Hashem would appreciate it. You know, Hashem had this kavana, and it's hinted to a different psukim, even though it's not really a din d'oraisa. That's what you have to say. You have to say that. Says the Rabbi Chanan, "Dekenu Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach Ela Shalot Tzivuhu Al Zeh B'Tzivui Mefurash." Imkin Yishlama Du'a Debechom Mitzvahs V'Isurin Shal Devrehem Hiskima Daitin L'Das Chachamim. Right, just like the Gemara says about Shnius La'Rayas, and just like the Gemara says about the three things Moshe Rabbeinu that Hiskima Kadosh Baruch Hu Al Yado. So this also fits into that, says Rabbi Chanan, that there are categories of mitzvos that the Torah hints to, and it's obviously that Hashem is interested in this, even though He didn't command it b'sivui. That's the Ritva, that's the Rabbi Chanan here, and that's what he even says, you're going to have to go through this whole piece now, that's what he even says, that was the problem with Bilam HaRasha. Because if you read the Torah Shebichsav, Bilam wasn't such a bad guy. Right, he wanted to go curse the Jews. Hashem said, no. And finally Hashem says, okay, fine, go. But you have to say what I want. So Bilam's like, okay. And then he said, then he ends up giving a bracha to the Jews. What did Bilam do wrong? Hashem gave him the out of the end. So the answer is because he knew that Hashem didn't want him to do this. He knew, but actually, so that's why Hashem let him in the end. They didn't really let him. But like a parent, after a child asked 10 times, the parent says, fine, go do it. But the parent really want the child to do it? No, the parent is just so upset at the child that he can't deal with him anymore. Now, that's why the parent says that, but not because he really wants him to do it. So that is why, that's Rabbi Chanan, he has a long piece here, a Kuchas Divrei Sofrim, relating to that same idea of the Ritva, but that's all based on the concept of Asmachta. Okay, so we continue now. We are on the first line. Good, beautiful. Tani, Rabbi Bar Chana Kamei Rav. Kipsi atzeres shachtan l'shem elim ksheirim v'lo ala l'bayilim l'shem chova. Somebody has kipsi atzeres, sheep of the carbon that we're talking about, and he shachted it l'shem elim, l'shem rams. What does that mean? We'll have to see. That's not the right animal. So what exactly did you do here? Right? What did you not know it was the right animal? Could you not tell the difference between a ram and a sheep? Right? Elim and a kfasim. I was at the zoo yesterday. Right, I got to know the differences between the horns and the not the horns, the different kinds of horns, the sheep and the rams. Right, kipsi atzeres shachtan l'shem elim ksheirin v'lo ala l'bayilim l'shem chova. So whatever the case is, which we'll see more in a minute, what it is, if you shachted it l'shem the wrong kavana, it's kosher, but it doesn't count l'bayilim. It's like shalal l'shma. Omer le Rav alu v'alu. Rav says no, it is ola l'bayilim l'shem chova. So there's a machlokas, whether it's kosher v'lo alu or kosher v'alu. So what's the case we're talking about? Machlokas, Rav Chisda, and Rabba. Amar Rav Chisda, Mistaver Milse de Rav. It must be, when Rav says the whole thing is kosher and it counts, it must be the case of, that they're arguing about is as follows. Bekesavar elim, v'shachtel m'shem kvasim. It's really a sheep. It's a keves. But the guy was under the misimpression. He thought it was an ayo. The makrif thought it was an ayo, not a keves. But he went, he did a machshava shalo lishma. Meaning he had in mind keves. So it ended up he had in mind the right animal. He thought it was the wrong animal. He thought it was an ayil. It was really a keves. He wasn't so good in his, he hadn't been to the zoo in a while. So he didn't know exactly what animal it was. And he did it l'shem keves, and it really is a keves. That's the case where Rebbe says, that where Rav says it's all by l'shem chova. L'shem kfasim nishchatu, because l'maisa, it was a keves, he did it l'shem keves. Aval kesaber elim v'shachtel l'shem elim, but if he thought it was an ayil and he shechted it l'shem ayil, and it was really a keves, so he thought it was the wrong animal and he did it l'shem the wrong animal, lo, Rav would not say that's kosher in that case, and all l'shem chova. He wouldn't say that, why? Akira betos, havi akira, big sugya. Right, why? An uprooting in a mistaken way. If I uproot my intentions are wrong, but it was betos, because I was under a misimpression. Not because I'm lahachas, giving a wrong machshava, but if I was under a wrong intention by mistake, that is still called a wrong intention, havi akira. And therefore, according to Rav, he would not say that's for alo bayim l'shem chova. At most, he would say it's kosher. But Rav would not say Olabayim L'shem Chovas. So that is the Shita of Rav Chisda. The Shita of Rav Chisda says that Akira Betos is considered an Akira, and therefore the case that is being discussed here cannot be that I ended up thinking the wrong animal, and it was the wrong animal. Because Rab would not say that's kosher there, in Olah Ba'al M'Shem Chova. Right, that is the Shita of Rav Chisda. For Rabba Amar, Akira Batas Lahavi Akira. Rav says, no, Akira Batas is not an Akira. And therefore, even if it is a sheep, and I think it's an aisle, and I have in mind aisle, the animal's kosher. It's okay, because I didn't do anything wrong, b'mezid. And I didn't even do anything, I just was under a misimpression. Akira Batas Lahavi Akira. The discussion in the acronym is really on Rabba Shita. Right, according to Rav Chisda, fine, Akira Batas, it's a problematic thought. We don't fault you, it's not your fault, right? You made a mistake, but it's still an Akira Akira. What's the svara of Rabba? Right, so Rabba, it's not, it's as if, what is, according to Rabba, what does Rav hold? If I thought it was Ayel, and I did it L'Shem Ayel, and it was really a Keves, it's kosher, and it counts for me. It counts for me? So, fine, you didn't have any good thought, you didn't have any bad thoughts, but you didn't have any good thoughts either. So this is one of the rayas that we started off today quoting the Stipler. Stipler, in that same piece, Zvachim Simon Beis quotes this to prove that Shelo Lishma, or Stama Lishma. Stama Lishma, does that mean you have a positive requirement of Lishma? Because if you need a positive requirement of Lishma, how could you suggest Akira Batas is Lavi Akira? There was nothing. It must be. Stama Lishma must mean that once a person has makdish the animal, it's basically full-fledged Lishma. And unless you do something to ruin it, it's going to work. That's what Stama Lishma means. So all that Rab is holding here is that you didn't ruin it. You didn't do something positive, but you didn't ruin it. So as long as you didn't ruin it, the original Hakdasha covers you. That's what you have to say. That's what you have to say for Rabba. Akira Batas Lavi Akira, but you didn't do anything. So what, you didn't do anything. It goes back to that original Akdasha, and that's why it's good enough. That's what the Stipler, another Achronim say, how you can explain the Shita of Rabba. Whether Akira Batas is Shema Akira or not. Fine. Omar Rava, or Omar Rabba, some have, Umos Vinan, Ashmaitzin, right? I will ask you a question on this sugya, on Akira Batas sugya. What's the case? Hakonim shepiglu b'mikdash. Piggle, back to piggle. Konim that are mefagel in the mikdash. They have a machshava shelo bismano. Right, to eat a lachar zman. Mimezid, mezidin, chayavin, hashogigin peturin. If konim are mefagel the carbon, we discussed this back in Zvachim, I think. Sure, back in Baba Kama. If a Kohanim does pickle, Ben Mason, he's chayef to pay. He's chayef to pay the owner of the carbon, because he ruined the carbon. He passed the carbon. Hashogagin Peturin. But if he did a Beshogeg, Mashma, he'd be putter. Right? If he was Mafaga Beshogeg, he was going to be putter. What is the case of pickle Beshogeg? Betani Allah, Pigul and pickle Hechidami. What exactly is the case that you were Mafaga Beshogeg? Ilema, di yada de chatasi, vikabachashi balashim shlamim. If you knew it was a carbon chatas, and you thought shlamim, which has an extra day to eat it, so that would be a pigle case. Hai shogin mizidanavi, that's mazin. That's a regular case of pigle, you did have a mazin. So that's not the case we're talking about. Elolav, what must be the case under discussion? Dikisavar shlamim hu. You think it's a shlamim. You think it's a shlamim, but you did the chata. It was really a chatas, but you think it was a shlamim. The kamachashi ba, and I don't know what you did with the zrikas, because the zrikas are in a different place. But the kamachashi ba l'shem shlamim, and you thought it was a shlamim, and you did the whole avodah l'shem shlamim, meaning you had a pigle thought because you thought shlamim, which could be eaten for 2 days and the night in between, and the chatas is only one and one. Vikatani, what does it say there? Pigle and pigle. It says even shogeg, it's pigle. You don't have to pay for it, but it's still pigle. That's the only difference. Shogeg, your putter, but it's still pigle. So Alma, what do you see from there? You were totally mistaken, and yet your machshava still has effect. Akira Batas, Havi Akira. It's a kasha on Rabba, right? Because here you see, a totally mistaken thought is still going to have effects. You just don't have to pay for it. But it's still going to have an effect. It's still going to be pigle. It's kasha. So Amale Abaya, no. La Olam, the other dechatasi. Abaya said, no, maybe really he knew it was a chatas. Aye, what's the shogeg? V'kamachashi ba l'shum shlamim uba omer mutter. Whoa, what did a person think? He knew it was a chatas, and he knew he was taking shlamim. But he thought that, I'm allowed to think about whatever carbon I want. Omer mutter, he didn't know there was an isser called being mishane b'kachin. Like we mentioned yesterday, he didn't know the isser of lo yichashev. He didn't know the Rashi in Zachem Dafes. He didn't know the Rambam in Psulim Mekashim Yud Ches Aleph. He didn't know that. Right, maybe he thought he knew he was messing up, but he didn't know it was an Aveira. He didn't know it was an Aveira, so therefore, that is called Shogeg, and he's going to be putter for that. We mentioned that in a mitzvah shir a couple weeks ago, Omer Mutter comes up in various halachic contexts. And it's not always the same. You don't always treat it as, okay, here, what is Omer Mutter treated like? Shogeg. What does the Gemara say in the second paragraph in Makkos? Omer Mutter by Ritzicha? That's not called, you don't go to Galus for that. That's Karav L'mezid. Right? I didn't know that killing was Usser. I didn't know. I was just upset at the guy. Right? So that's, the Gemara says, Omer Mutter is Karav L'mezid. You don't go to Galus for that. Right, that's Karav L'mezid. That's our Mutter there. We've quoted in the past the Maharik, the quoted in the Ramah in Eben Ezer. The Maharik says, let's say by Isur Labayla, if a woman thinks Omer Mutter, she did not know that she was, it was Asabi Mazana. She thought, Ashes Ish? I didn't know that Judaism believes in, marriages of only one person and one person. I thought I could do whatever I want. So the Maharik says, Omer Mutter, she's still Asur Labayla. She's still Asur Labayla, even though she's Omer Mutter. That's not called Mezid. So the Ma'arik there says, because the Isra of Yisrael Labayla is a function of the rebellious nature of the act. And this is still a rebellious nature of the act, even though she was Omer Mutter. So we see Omer Mutter comes up in various places. It comes up, as we just said, in Galus, in Ritzicha, in Eishas Ish, and right here it comes up in Pigel. Comes up in Pigel, right? Omer Mutter is going to be called Shogig when it comes to Pigel in terms of not having to pay for it. But again, there's no raya for Akira Bitaos. No raya. Two important notes, and then we will continue. And that is the Briska Rav, the Griz. This Griz is quoted in the Sefer Likutim. In Psuli on the Rambam we read yesterday, in Yud Ches Aleph, you know, in the back of the Frankel Rambams, it has Sefer Likutim. All different Achronim and Rishonim and Achronim quoted just a Likut on that Rambam of Yud Ches Aleph. Where the Griz says, by Pigol, why should he have to pay? Or when he has any problematic thought, doesn't he get Malkus? And if he gets Malkus, it's Ein Elokei Mishalim, it's Kimli V'Dravavineh. So why are you going to have to pay? What's the case of having to pay? Tzarechiyin, he says he asked that. And then he says, maybe you're going to tell me that only by Pigol you're going to get Malkus? Not Shalol Lishma? That's his suggestion. Maybe Pigul you're going to get Malkus because it's based on the Pasuk of Lo Yichashev, like we had yesterday. Shalol Lishma is, maybe, or Lo Yichashev maybe is not good enough. There's another Pasuk by Pigul that, what does he quote it? I'm sorry, he quotes it from the Ramban. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos quotes another Pasuk. Lo Sizbach Lashem Alkecha Lashem Kol Davara. Maybe the Lo Yichashev is considered Ein Bo Maisa, so you're not going to get Malkus. But there's another Pasuk. That's his suggestion. His suggestion is maybe Pigel is only has the problem of Kimle B'Drabimine, but not Shalol Lishma. So therefore, Shalol Lishma, you're not going to get Malkus, therefore you're going to have to pay. That's his suggestion. He says, though, this we didn't quote, way back in Baba Kama, this might explain a very problematic Rashi Baba Kama that all the Achronim point out. If you remember the beginning of Baba Kama, it lists off all of the Avos Nezikin. It has a list of four, and then on Daf Dalet it has another Amor that has a list of 11 and a list of 24. So one of the Avos Nezikin there is listed as Pigel. And Rashi there, for some reason on Daf Hey, says, you know what Pigel there is? Pigel is Kawich Eshachar Karbano Shal Yisrael Chatas L'Shem Shlamim. That's what Rashi says there when it says Mefagel. The Pnei Yeshua there says, what is Rashi talking about? He's learning Baba Kama, so he forgot what Pigel is? What, he hasn't learned Kachem in a while? Rashi says, a case of Shalol Lishma, when the Gemara says Pigel. So all the Achronim, Shabbat Rat, what's Rashi talking about? So the Briska Rav says it's beautiful. Because there is talking about an Avanezek. So real Pigel, he's not going to pay. Because of Kimli, he's going to get Malkus. Only Shalol Lishma, you're not going to get Malkus. Because it's learned that from a different Pasuk, which is Ebo Maisa. Can find out exactly why the Briska Rav says one is Eibah Maisa, one is Yeshba Maisa. Why he says that. But he says that's Shad and Rashi, why Rashi has to say a case of Shalol Lishma and not a case of Pigel. That's an important Briska Rav, which we did not mention in Baba Kama. Gotta go back to the notes. Baba Kama Daf Hey to put that Briska Rav with that. Okay, there's more here, but I guess we have to continue for now. Let's continue. We'll come back if we have time with another Reb Chaim, but we'll continue. Mazav Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir has another kasha on Akira Batoz. Reb Shimon Omer. We have this back on Daf Beis. Kol Menachas Shnei Kvasu Shalosh Mang Sheiros V'Olu Bayim Shem Chova. Reb Shimon says, argues on our Mishnah. Reb Shimon says, all Menachos are kosher and Ola by Shalol Lishma. Sheina Menachas, Domas Lizvachim. Don't compare Menachas, flower carbonus, and animal carbonus. Shakomets, why? Shakomets Machvas Lishumar Cheshes. Because if your komets a machvas, l'shem marcheshes. Different types. If you remember, we're going to mention this today also, Bezrat Hashem in the mitzvah shir. Remember, there are nine types of karbanis mincha. There's three tzibors and nine yachids. The three karban minchas that are tzibors are shtei alechem, lechem apanim, and the karban omer. Right, those are the three karban minchas that are tzibor. And the nine that are yachid are the five voluntary karbanis. Two of them are right here. The only difference is because how you do them. Machvas, marcheshes, mafetanur, right, the five nedavis. Then you have the two minchas chinuchs. Right, the minchas chinuch that is brought by the Kohen when he starts doing the avodah, and the minchas chavitin that's brought by the Kohen Gadol every day, that's like his minchas chinuch, and then you have the two minchas chotes. Minchas chote and minchas sota, minchas knos. Right, so those are the nine and three karbanis minchas. So these are the two of the nine. So you have the different, you have a deep pot, or a short pot. So if you do a mincha, Komets machvas l'shem marcheshes. If I do kmitza to a machvas, a frying pan mincha, but l'shem marcheshes, that doesn't passel it. Why? Maseh mechichon l'shem machvas. Because so what I'm thinking, look what I did. As long as I did the right avoda, that overrides my problematic thought. Chareva l'shem balula, if a dry carbon mincha, a dry one, meaning a minchas chote, which does not have shemens, today's mitzvah that we'll do by the Shem, the isra of putting oil on a minchas chote, l'shem balula, and I have in mind a karban, a mincha that has oil in it, maseh mechichon l'shem chareva. Same thing, right? The fact, why doesn't, according to Reb Shimon, why doesn't machshava passel by minchas? Because your actions show that you did the right thing. Aval b'svachem ain't okay, but by animals you don't have that. Shechita achaz l'kulan, kabbalah achaz l'kulan, zricha achaz l'kulan, it all looks the same. And therefore, it's not going to help you. So, hey, chidami, what exactly is the case here that Reb Shimon is talking about? That is kosher. If you know that it's a machvas, and you still do kmitz l'shem marcheshes, ki ma'aseh mochichin mayhavei, ha'mekar ka'akar lei, it still should be ruined. You know exactly what it is, and you still have the wrong machshava, so that should ruin it. El olav, it must be not. The kesaver marcheshes, yiva kokamas l'shem marcheshes. It must be that you're under a misimpression. That you think it's a marcheshes, you did a l'shem marcheshes. V'ta'a, de'hachahu de'maaseh mochichin aleha. And here, the diuk is, here it's going to be kosher, because maaseh mochichin, that you did the right thing. Haba'alma, akira b'tos, havi akira. But otherwise, it would be an akira. Here you have a special reason why it's kosher. But otherwise, it would not be kosher. Again, kasha on rabba. Answer. Amar le'abaya lo'olam di'adad ma'achvasi. No, similar to what we said before. No, you know it's ma'achvas. V'kokam es le'lishem ma'cheshes. You still did the wrong one on purpose. Even though you had it was ma'achvas. Or zaka amar ki ma'aseh mechichin alei ma'ihavei. Aye. Shouldn't that be possible then? If you knew exactly what it was and you still did something wrong with your machshava, shouldn't that pasul? The Gemara says no. Rava l'taime. Dama Rava. Rava we already had also on Daf Beis. Machshava de lo minkra pasul machmana. A machshava that it is not clear that it is sheker that the Torah pasuls. Machshava de minkra, but a machshava that is clearly sheker because your actions do the wrong, the opposite, lo pasul machmana. The Gemara says, in Achinami, if you have the totally wrong kavanah on purpose, so what? As long as you did the right maisa. And this maisa is unique to this karban. Right? So therefore, it's not going to pass. Period. Okay, says the Mishnah. Back to Ma'akvin Zedzeh. Hatmidim ma'akvin es ha-musafin, v'ha-musafin ma'akvin es ha-tmidin. Karban tamid is not ma'akvin the karban musaf. Pashas, what do we think this means? If you only have an animal for one, right, one, then they're not makiv each other. And within the carbon musafs of any chag, of any Rosh Chodesh, so then they're not makiv each other. Let's say for some reason you didn't bring the keves for the tumen in the morning, you bring it in the afternoon. Amr, you could bring the afternoon one. Rabbi Shimon, Emasai, when do you say that you bring the afternoon run bizman shayu anusa moshogan? That's only if there was a good excuse why you didn't bring it in the morning. Avalam hayim mezidin, v'loekivu kevas baboke, leekivu bein arbayim. Mezid, though, you can't bring it in the afternoon. We'll see why in the Gemara, why he says this. Period. Loek, the Yukhtaris baboke, leekivu bein arbayim. The Ketaris as well. You have to offer the Ketaris in the morning and in the afternoon. So if you didn't bring it in the morning, you can bring it in the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon again argues, or limits it. Shimon says, you're right, you can bring it in the afternoon, but when you bring it in the afternoon, you're going to have to bring the whole shear in the afternoon. Usually we bring half of the shear in the morning and half in the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon says, if you didn't bring it in the morning, you got to bring the whole shear in the afternoon. Semicolon. The next phrase in the Gemara, we'll have to see exactly how to read, in the Mishnah, we'll have to see how to read it, because it doesn't seem to flow. Because it seems to be a separate statement, so we'll read it as a separate statement. But before we do that, 1 minute, there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban that comes up related to a few mitzvos. We know, let's say, Ketores. Ketores, you have to bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. How many mitzvos is that counted as? How many mitzvos? Karban Tamid. Morning and afternoon. How many mitzvos is the Karban Tamid? How many of the 613? So you have it by Tamid, you have it by Ketores, you have it by Kriya Shema. How many mitzvos is Kriya Shema every day? One mitzvah or two mitzvahs? The Rambam says one by all of these. The Rambam says there's one mitzvah of Kriya Shema every day. There's one mitzvah of Torah, there's one mitzvah of Tamid. And the Rambam says, what are you talking about? Zman HaShozeh, Lo Kizman HaShozeh. How can you say it's one mitzvah? Right, Kriya Shema by day is not Kriya Shema by night.
You have to do both to fulfill the single mitzvah.
Maybe that's what the Rambam would say, yeah. You have to do both in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Even though it says that tzmidin are ma'akev each other, right? If you didn't bring the one in the afternoon, you bring it, but maybe you didn't get the full kiyum there. You didn't get the full kiyum there, but it's still counted as one big mitzvah. So the kasha is, how could the Rambam say this? Right, there is this interesting discussion in Aruch Chaim, in the Magen Avraham, and the Shagas Aryeh, is Kriya Shema a zman grama? Pashtus it is. Even though Kriya Shema you're chayiv in 24/7. Right, every second of it, you have to do Kriya Shema every day and every night of your life. You have to have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim also. But how is that? So that's a discussion. If you have a mitzvah that is 24/7, but not every second is the same, meaning there's Bayom and Balayla. The Bayom is not Balayla, so do you call that as Zman Grama or not? That's a discussion of the Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim. Shagasari argues, but that's big nafkaminis. Is it a Zman Grama or not? But that's the discussion. But back to our specific discussion. Tamid and Ketores and Kriya Shema. Is that one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Rav Shechter in Eretz Tzvi on page Peibez, he discusses and he says, what's the svar for the Rambam? How could the Rambam say it's one mitzvah? If you have to, why? You wake up in the morning, you can only do one of the mitzvahs. How could you say that you can do that? It's right now is also the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shalayla. How could you say that? So says Rav Shechter, you know what you see from here? Sometimes you have a mechayev for a mitzvah, even though you can't do the mitzvah yet, which is a big discussion that we've had in the past. The chiyuv mitzvah could start, even though it's not really before the kiyum mitzvah. So in some conceptual level. For example, like Sukkot. When Sukkot starts, it could be that the status of lulav starts, even though you can't shake a lulav till the next day. Right? Shofar might get the status at the beginning of Yontif, even though you can't blow the shofar until the next day. He gives the example, the beautiful Raya. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when Bnei Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, they're chayiv in three mitzvahs. Right? They're chayiv to appoint a king, and they're chayiv to wipe out a Amalek, and they're chayiv to build a Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says you have to do it in this order, dot, dot, dot. What do you mean in that order? So what do you mean they're chayiv in all three mitzvahs? They're only chayiv in the first one. What do you mean they're chayiv in three, and you have to do it in this order? They're chayiv in one mitzvah now. The answer is no. Conceptually, the chiyuv of all three start now, even though only one of them is to be done now. That's like when you, Kriya Shema, the chiyuvim are always a pair, together. But, even though the zman before Allah, be mekayim, the mitzvahs are separate. Again, that's a big discussion that we've had in the past. But that is an important machlokas. Vayter. Continuing the Mishnah, Shei mechanchen mizbeach hazav, v'lo b'ktoras asamin. One is not mechanich. One does not start off the avoda of the Mizbeach Hazav except with the Ketores. That's how you start off the Mizbeach Hazav. V'lo Mizbeach Ola Ela B'Tamid Shal Shachar. And the Mizbeach Hazav, Mizbeach Ola can only be Mechunach with the Tamid Shal Shachar. That's how you start off its Kedusha. Okay, we'll have to see how to read the Mishnah. V'lo Asa Shulchan V'lo Ela Lechem Apanim B'Shabbos. The Shulchan becomes Niskadesh and Nischanech with the Lechem Apanim. V'lo Asa Menorah Ela B'Shev Neiris Bein Arbayim. And the Menorah is only with the seven candles Bein Ha'Arbayim. Fine.
I just saw the Turi Evan in Tainus Eath. There is a day in the Gemara that says that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine bezmanazah. Because everybody based on Medias, they'll be drunk. So they're not allowed to drink wine bezmanazah. It's a day in the Gemara there. So the Turi Evan says, why shouldn't they be able to drink in the afternoon? If the Talmud Shal Shachar has to be Mechanich Mezbeach, so if Mashiach comes, they're going to have to wait till the next morning anyway. So why can't they drink wine in the afternoon? It's a kasha. He has an answer. The Olah Shlomo here has an answer. Okay, Gemara. Bar Minei Reb Chiya Bar Avin Mei Rav Chizda. Tzibur Shein Lam Tzmidin Musafin. A tzibur that does not have enough animals for a Talmud or a Musaf. Ezeman Kodem. They have one animal. You can either use it for a Talmud or a Musaf. What do you use it for? Hey, Chidami, what's the case? If it's talking about today's karbanist, today's talmud and today's musaf, pshita tamidin adifi. So surely the talmud is going to go first. Why? Dahavilu tadir u'mekudash. Because first of all, it's tadir, and also it's mekudash. Why is it mekudash? Because the first one is always more mekudash, Rashi says. Number one. Rashi quotes another day of why it might be more mekudash. Because it's yontif, and yontif itself makes the talmud more mekudash. So, yes, the Musaf might have Makudash, but this has Tamir, Tadir u'Makudash. So that's where the Tadir is for sure going to go first. The Tamir is for sure going to go first. So Ella must be, that can't be the Shaila of Rabbi Chiya. So it must be Tamidin Dola Machar Musaf Doha Idna. You have one animal, and you can either bring it for today's Musaf or tomorrow's Tamid. So what do you do? Tamidin Adivish Kin Tadir. Do you do the Tamid because that's Tadir? Odilma Musaf Adivit Havilim Makudash. Or do you do the Musaf because today's Musaf is supposed to go before tomorrow's Tamid? So in that sense, the Musaf is more Makudash. So what do you do? So Amalei Tani Tua. Hatamidin Ma'akras and Musaf and La Musaf and Ma'akras and Tamidin are Mishnah. That says the Tamidin and Musaf are Ma'akiv each other. V'la Musaf and Ma'akvin Zedzeh. So what exactly does our Mishnah mean? Hechidami. Ilema de Islay Lokade. If we're talking about a case where you have plenty of animals and the only shaila is what you do first. That's not up for discussion. Vatanya, Minayin Shlo Yehidavar Kodem L'Tamid Shal Shachar. How do you know there can never be anything before the Tamid Shal Shachar? Tamalomar Va'arech Aleh Ha'ola V'yama Rava Ha'ola Ola Rishona. The Ola always has to be first. So that can't be what the Mishnah is discussing. So, Elapshita the last line. It must be the case of the Mishnah is about where you don't have enough animals. So you're figuring out what you use. And what does the Mishnah say? That they're not ma'akiv each other, which we are understanding to mean whatever you want. Vidi yomi amayin. If it's the same day, that also can't be under discussion. Tadr mekudash tadr adif. Tadr would win. Elolav delamachar. Must be talking about, like we said, today's Musaf, tomorrow's Tamid. Viktani ma'akvin zedzeh. Amaki adadi ninu. So you see, it doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah is saying, that's the answer to the question. It must be, if you're not sure which animal to use it for, it doesn't matter. So Amaleya Bayil, all of the Islulakade. No, go back to our original understanding. Really, the Mishnah is about, you have plenty of animals, and the only shaila is what you do first. Uduka kasha l'chashlo yehidavar kodem. Aye, isn't it clear? Mitzvah ba'almahu. That's only a din l'chadchila. Wow. But b'di'eved, if you brought the other one, it's kosher. It's a suggestion. It's a suggestion to do it first, even though it's a suggestion learned out from a pasuk. But it's a suggestion, but it's not le'ikuva. Period. Okay, let's try to prove it again. Tashma, let's try to prove Rabbi Chiya's case. Again, what's the question? The question is today's Musaf versus tomorrow's Tamid. What do you do? So Tashma, the Mishnah says an Erechin, ain't pochs, and Mishisha Tlam al Muvakarm, Belishkas at Tlaim. This always, in the special office where they kept the animals to be used for the Karbanas coming up, you have to have at least six animals there. At least six. Why? Six checked animals from Mumin. Kedela Shabbos, Ulushayim Tavim Shah Rosh Hashanah. Four to be able to be used when Rosh Hashanah comes out next to Shabbos. Right? So you're going to need six animals. Right, the two carbon musafs for Shabbos and the two for Rosh Hashanah each day. So that's why you need them. You need at least six animals there because you're not going to have any weekday in the middle in order to check it. So hey, when did Rosh Hashanah fall out? So Rashi here first says Thursday, Friday. Why? Pashus lo adu rosh. Can't fall out Sunday, Monday. Later on in the Gemara, it's a question about the Gersos, but Rashi also has it. The Gemara entertains the possibility of Rosh Hashanah being Sunday, Monday. So it must be maybe Bisman, they did it in Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, so then Rosh Hashanah fell out whenever it fell out. Right, so that is the, but here at least Rashi says it's Thursday, Friday. So, hey chidami, what exactly is the case here where the Mishnah says you gotta have at least six because Rosh Hashanah close to Shabbos. Ilema de islay tvidin musafin tuvahave. If the Mishnah is trying to tell me that you have to have enough animals in there for all the tamid and musafs, it's a lot more than six if you count up all the animals. So, Ella, what must be the case in the Mishnah? Elda adalesle, it must be that you only have six, right? You have less animals than you need. V'shma mina tzvidat adifi. And what does it say there? Kidei, you need enough animals to bring the tamids. To bring the tamids, so it must be the tamids come before the musafs, because it must be a case, we're talking about a case where you don't have enough animals. So the Gemara is low, all them to islay. Really, there's plenty of animals. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. V'hachi ka'amar, this is what the Mishnah means. Eid pochzim, mishisha tzlam, amuv v'karm, b'lishas atzloim, dalad yamim, kodem shchita. No, it's specifically for the Tamids, because it's a special din by Tamid that you have to have them checked. Umani ben bagbagi, and it's ben bagbag. Who's ben bagbag? Tosfos and Chagiga, ben bagbag and ben hey, maybe the same person, they're both sons of Gerim, because Bag is Gematria Hey, and Hey is the letter that Avram and Sarah got added into their names when they became Av Hamon Goyim. So maybe they didn't want to say their real names, but it's Ben Bagbag, Ditanya, Ben Bagbag Omer, Minan Latamid Chaton Biker Yam Dal Yam called him Shchita. How do we know that the carbon Tamid has a special din that it needs to be checked 4 days before Shchita, Tamalomar, Tishmaru, Lahakr Libamado? Obviously, you have to check the animal before you shecht any animal to make sure it's kosher. And you have to check it afterwards. But by Tamid, there's a special din of Dalad Yamim. Ula, so, because it says the Pasuk, La Tishra Lakali Mado, Ula Halanu Omer Vahaya Lachem Lemishmeris, Adar Baz or Yom, Karben Pesach, right? Tishmu, 4 days, Malahal and Ton Biker Arba Yamim called him Shchita. Just like there, we were told to take it on the 10th day of Nisan, Afkan, Ton Biker Arba Yamim, Kodem Shchita. So to here, we need 4 days before Shchita. This, of course, is the source for saying Slichas, 4 days, at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. The poskim quote in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. Why 4 days? Either because there was an ancient minhag to fast for 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and there were 4 days that you can't fast. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Shuvah, and Erev Yom Kippur. So you have to have an extra 4 days to make it 10. So that's what the minhag was, to fast for 4 days and to say Slichas 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Or we have to check ourselves for 4 days before we give ourselves as an Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. Dalad Yamim, and that's the source of this. There's a major discussion. What happens? The Menachas Chinuch has us in Mitzvah Hay. What happens if Biker was not done? So there's a Tosfos that says it's Ma'akev. And even if you check the animal afterwards and it was kosher, it's Pasul. Menachas Chinuch has no idea why that should be. Say that it's a Din Le'ikuva? Quotes, the Rambam doesn't have that, nobody else has that, but there's a Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in I forgot where the Tosfos is. Menachas Chinuch quotes it in Mitzvah Hay. I'll tell you where it is. I think it's in Psachim. Right, in Mitzvah Hay, he quotes, Sukkah Membeis. Sukkah Membeis, even if you find it Tam, you learn it out that it is Le'ikuva. He says, I never saw this anywhere. It's a Chiddush Gadol. But that's the seriousness of Bikur. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will, Be'ez Hashem, continue with more discussions of the Carbon Tamid and other discussions tomorrow in the Torahs. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshas Shir tonight. We'll back up. Parshas Shir tonight, 8:45.